Hello, everyone. I just want to introduce myself. I'm Kelly Nordby. I work in the Center of Excellence for Training and Research Translation. We are housed in the Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and we are one of 33 funded prevention research centers funded by CDC. The two centers within CDC that fund our project in particular are the Wise Woman Program. They work with uninsured and underinsured women ages 40 to 64 to provide them with the skills and knowledge to prevent and control cardiovascular disease, and also the Obesity Prevention Program. I'd also like to at this time acknowledge my co-authors on this project, Charlene Sanders at the CDC and Janice Summers and Ava Manor, also at the Center of Excellence. I have no financial disclosures or no relationships to disclose, except for my little girl with spaghetti all over her face. And I just want to talk about the mission of Center TRT, which is our nickname, is to enhance the public health impact of the two CDC-funded programs, which I mentioned, the Wise Woman and Obesity Prevention Programs. This is done through passive dissemination of the evidence, through effective interventions and evidence-based strategies. This is done on our website, as well as active dissemination through training. And this is done through in-person trainings and web-based trainings, which is what I will focus my talk on today. This is our website. It's centertrt.org. And this is the website that disseminates the translated interventions in a standardized template format, in addition to the intervention materials as well. And my colleague, Suzanne Schmall, spoke this morning about the process by which these interventions are submitted to our center from the CDC-funded state programs, reviewed by our project staff, and then assembled in a systematic way to disseminate the these interventions for replication. So other sites who are interested, who do not have a lifestyle intervention of their own, can find these interventions on our site and then also download all of the necessary materials in order to implement this intervention in their particular site with their population. In addition, our website also houses the portals for the web-based trainings, which you can see is the graphic there on the right. So how did these web-based trainings come about? Well, it started back in 2004 when we conducted, it was kind of a two-phase process. First were in-person focus groups in 2004 with our target audience, again, the state programs with the Wise Woman and Obesity Prevention Programs. We focused those first set of focus groups on what methods of delivery would be most appropriate to get forth our message. And then web-based surveys were conducted in 2006, which really focused on the content of the training. So why did we select web-based? Well, the findings from these needs assessments determined that users really wanted an interactive component to enhance their learning. And they wanted the ability to self-pace by being presented with small chunks of information and being able to stop and start, be accommodated by their busy schedules. Also, they needed it to be practical with low travel budgets and to cover basic information, so nutrition and physical activity science. We offer in-person trainings, and what used to happen was that there was a pre-course that happened at the beginning of these trainings that would cover this basic nutrition and physical activity science. And so in order to get everyone up to speed and everyone on the same page before they would go to these trainings, we decided to transfer this information to a web-based format. It's a lot more cost-effective, and it allowed for more advanced material to be covered during these in-person trainings. So what was the process that we went through to develop these web-based trainings? So it's a very time-intensive process. It takes anywhere from 12 to 18 months from the time we develop the initial outline of the content of the module to the time when it's launched on the website. So the first step is that the center TRT staff, that's us, develop the content in a PowerPoint format. That process involves identifying required and supplemental readings to enhance the module, research the current recommendations and evidence, develop the interactive activities and the post-tests that go along with the module, format with graphics, and then develop the audio narration that goes along with each slide. This can also be downloaded in the transcript form, which is helpful for people that learn more visually. And then the modules are each reviewed by UNC faculty and other national experts in the field of whatever the content is for the web-based training. The web-based trainings are then converted to the web-based format, which is in a format called Breeze Presenter Macromedia Software. We're very fortunate at the School of Public Health to have an online instruction group who are experts in this area of technology, and they also convert all of our interactive activities to Flash Media Player. The modules then undergo the usability testing by our targeted audiences, mostly people at CDC and the specific divisions related to the content area. And then the module is launched on the website. We provide ongoing technical assistance and support to our users, and then update the material as the content changes. For example, this new CDC recommendations, which haven't really changed the physical activity recommendations very much, but that requires an update of the content of the physical activity and health module. So now the final product. So we provide three types of trainings. First, we provide the nutrition and the science behind the nutrition and physical activity science contributes to the prevention and management of chronic diseases such as cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, etc. We then help practitioners plan and adapt and evaluate their interventions using a framework that we use called the REAIM framework, and I'll go into a little bit more detail on that in just a second. And then finally, we provide a step-by-step guide, a practitioner guide for implementation of these specific interventions. So the first module, which is already currently available on our website, is the Nutrition and Health module. As you can see, we provided required readings and supplemental readings, the lessons, and then there's a post-test that follows each module. When the users complete the module, they then complete the post-test, and if they receive a 70% or better on the post-test, a certificate of completion is auto-generated, and then they are able to turn that in to various credentialing agencies to receive continuing education credits. The second module in the Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Chronic Disease series is Physical Activity and Health, same format as the Nutrition module, also currently available on our website. The third, which will be available in early 2009, is Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Cardiovascular Health. It kind of it builds upon the information in the first two modules, but really specifies on how nutrition and physical activity contribute to the prevention and management of cardiovascular disease and its risk factors. And finally, the final module in this series is looking at the definitions, consequences, contributing factors, and intervention strategies associated with obesity prevention in children. And this will also be available in early 2009. So the REAIM module, REAIM stands for Reach, Effectiveness, Adoption, Implementation, and Maintenance. And this is the framework used by Center TRT. To adapt existing interventions to increase their impact, as well as to evaluate the public health impact of their interventions. And finally, we provide, like I said, the step-by-step guide to implementing specific interventions. The first will be available in early 2009. This is A New Leaf, Choices for Healthy Living. It's an individual level intervention. And then the KNAPSACK, which stands for Nutrition and Physical Activity Self-Assessment for Childcare. And this is currently available now on our website. And this is more of an environmental policy level intervention. So who can benefit from these courses? Well, like I said, the in-person course attendees, these are the state mainly our target audience of our state-level staff at the Wise Woman and Obesity Prevention Centers in CDC, new and current staff, partners in departments of transportation, education, planning, parks and recreation, and then community grant recipients can also benefit from learning a little bit more about the science to enhance their own interventions. So the numbers, this is kind of our evaluation of these modules, and our numbers are looking pretty good. We have 233 users of the three currently available modules, 61 for the Knapsack intervention, and that's only been available since April of 2008, 73 for the physical activity and health, which has been available since June 2008, and then 99 for the nutrition and health, posted in June 2008. So all of these people have completed the modules, registered, completed the modules, and then completed the post-tests. So we're pretty encouraged by this, and we're hoping that these numbers will just continue to go up as more of these modules are available. And again, here's our website, and I'll be happy to take any questions if we have just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, we have time for a couple of questions.
And we have brochures on the back table if you need a little bit more of an overview of the center. Okay, thank you for your time.